Clil 6. Exercise 2. Page 96.
Ecosystems. Most people grow up in families, live together in cities and towns, and work together in communities. They have their routines and habits, and they rely on each other for their survival. Plants and animals live in communities too. They live together in places where they have the kind of weather, soil, and food that they need. These communities are called ecosystems. In an ecosystem, there are living parts such as plants, animals, microorganisms, fungi, and bacteria. There are also non-living parts such as rock, water, air, heat, and light. An ecosystem works like an imaginary web in which all the living and non-living parts are connected. The connections are countless. Different parts interact in many different ways. Grass uses sunlight to produce energy. A bird uses grass to build its nest. A rabbit may use long grass to hide in, while grasshoppers feed on grass. If part of an ecosystem disappears or changes, then the whole ecosystem goes through a change. This change may be large or small, positive or negative. Unfortunately, we often do things that upset ecosystems. When we cut down trees in a forest, we affect the animals that live there. It is important to maintain the delicate balance between the different parts in an ecosystem.